This is Radio Nepal. I am Isen Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balinder Shah holds discussions with Bagmati Province MPs on status of development projects and coordination with local governments. Education Ministry directs schools to make scholarship details public, urges local authorities to take action against those that do not provide scholarships in accordance with the rules, and US military set to begin blockade of Iranian ports. Iran threatens to retaliate against Gulf ports for US blockade. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balinder Shah has held discussions with members of the House of Representatives representing Bagmati Province. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, today's discussion held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar with members of Parliament from various political parties elected from Bagmati Province focused on status of development projects and coordination with local governments, among other issues. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has directed both private and public schools to publish details of scholarships provided in accordance with the rules, requesting local levels to monitor and facilitate whether private and public schools have updated records of scholarships provided as per the provisions of the Education Act and regulations. The ministry sent a letter to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration today. According to these provisions, schools are required to provide scholarships equivalent to 10% of their total student population. In line with these provisions, the ministry has urged all schools to immediately update the list of students selected through the prescribed process who are receiving scholarships. Furthermore, local governments are asked to coordinate and facilitate necessary legal action against schools that fail to provide scholarships as required by law. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has initiated efforts to make internet services more convenient, faster and hassle-free in Simhadarbar, the main administrative center of the federal government and its premises. The ministry also directed the Integrated Data Management Center, the Internet Infrastructure Authority in the Simhadarbar area. During discussions, Communications Information Technology Minister Dr. Bikram Timol Sinha instructed its head, Manish Patrai, to strengthen and improve IT infrastructure in Simhadarbar and nearby government offices. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has held discussions with former speakers on parliamentary practices and systems. Speaker Arial, who was elected speaker on the 5th of April, met today with former speakers Devraj Khimire and Agni Prasad Sapkota. According to the speaker's secretariat, discussions covered Nepal's parliamentary practices, past experiences, the effective functioning of the federal parliament and strengthening the legislative process. Meanwhile, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial inquired about the construction work of the parliament building in a discussion with the employees of the Ministry of Urban Development and representatives of the construction company today. Speaker Arial also directed them to complete the construction of the building on time. The building is 94% complete and is expected to be finished by May. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Ruby Kumari Thakur, has assumed her office from today. Elected to this position in the House of Representatives meeting on the 10th of April, Thakur took charge of her office in Simhadarbar. Deputy Speaker Thakur called on Speaker Dol Prasad Arial for the first formal meeting today. An Indian citizen has been arrested with about 2 kilograms of marijuana from Tribhuvan International Airport today. He, who had arrived in Kathmandu from Colombo, Sri Lanka via Sri Lankan Airlines flight, was taken into custody by armed police force from the customs area of the airport. The spokesperson of the Armed Police Force Nepal, Bishnu Prasad Bhattrai, said that the accused, along with the recovered marijuana, has been handed to the Nepal police for necessary investigation. Chairperson of the Public Service Commission, Madhav Prasad Regme, has said that it is essential to ensure uniformity and quality in the working procedures of all commissions. Addressing the declaration publicization program of the 6th National Conference of the Public Service Commissions, which concluded in Pokhara today, Chairperson Regme emphasized that since employees selected by the commissions are carriers of the administrative effectiveness, even a small error in the selection process can have long-term impacts on the state, and therefore utmost vigilance is necessary. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Internet
Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #1415# टाइल करनुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
वेलकम बैक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। The Nepal Rastra Bank has released a report on the status of Nepal's real estate market today. The report presents a trend analysis of Nepal's real estate sector over the past 3 fiscal years using data from the Department of Land Management and ACHIV, the Inland Revenue Department and NRB's Banking and Financial Statistics, which will be published quarterly from now onwards. The report has examined the trends in real estate and housing loans provided by banks and financial institutions, transactions volume, transacted areas and monetary values according to the bank. As per the data, the real estate transactions in Nepal follow seasonal patterns with lower transaction in the first quarter and peaks in the third and fourth quarters. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The US military said it would begin a blockade of all Iranian ports on Monday after talks between the warring sides in Pakistan collapsed. Trump had announced on social media he would blockade the strategic Strait of Hormuz trading route that he has been demanding Tehran fully reopen after his vice president J.D. Vance left negotiations with an Iranian delegation in Islamabad on Sunday. U.S. Central Command said in a statement the blockade will be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas, including all Iranian ports on the Arabian Gulf and Gulf of Oman, adding it would begin at 14 GMT on Monday. It added that the U.S. forces would not impede vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. Iran's Revolutionary Guards had warned before the U.S. military announcement that they had full control of traffic through Hormuz and would trap any challenger in a deadly vortex. China on Monday called reports it had supplied or intended to supply weapons to Iran baseless smears after several outlets quoted U.S. intelligence sources to that effect, according to AFP. On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened Beijing with a staggering new tariff of 50% if it were to provide military assistance to Tehran. His comments came the same day U.S. outlet CNN reported that U.S. intelligence indicated China was preparing to deliver new air defense systems to Iran within the next few weeks. China denied the reports, saying Monday it had always adopted a cautious and responsible attitude toward the export of military items. China is a key economic partner of Iran. It buys most of the Middle Eastern countries' oil. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hills of Koshi province as well as in the Himalayan regions of the country, partly cloudy in the hills and mainly fair in the Tarai. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with Bagmati Province MPs on status of development projects and coordination with local governments. Education Ministry directs schools to make scholarship details public, urges local authorities to take action against those that do not provide scholarships in accordance with the rules, and U.S. military set to begin blockade of Iranian ports. Iran threatens to retaliate against Gulf ports for U.S. blockade. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.